We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as if we didn't spend enough time talking with you guys over the course of the last 3 hours, at the very end of today's live stream, there was a little bit of potentially breaking news. If you saw Jeff Goodman run away at some point during the show, you can probably now guess why Jeff Goodman had to run away from the show in the middle of it. So let me make sure that all of this is set up correctly. I hope that the mic is working. And Jeff, what is the breaking news of the day?
John Calipari gone to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Huge money with the whole Razorback boosters. Their resources are incredible. He had a very strong relationship with John Tyson, their biggest booster. Golfs with him, has known him a long time. And they decided, and Hunter Yurecek, the AD, decided to make a run at him here after they missed on Chris Beard and Jerome Tang. And the deal's being finalized right now. 5 years, somewhere in the neighborhood, I'm told, by sources, of $7.5 to $8 million per year. So, you know who's winners? Arkansas and Kentucky.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think one of the big things here is the buyout that you have to deal with if you are Kentucky, right? And it was, I believe, $33 million if they were going to fire John Calipari. Explain how that works if someone is hiring John Calipari away from Kentucky.
Well, basically the deal is, again, if Kentucky was going to fire him, it was $32 million. But in his contract, if he left for another job, it's zero. It's zero. So Kentucky's off the hook here. I mean, think about it. They're winners. Mitch Barnhart probably wanted to fire him. The $32 million was what stood in the way of Kentucky firing him. Now that they get out from under that contract, Arkansas is going to pay him again handsomely, you know, somewhere around $40 million. And Cal was miserable. You know, I talked to one source here a few minutes ago, and he said he was absolutely miserable. Again, because when you don't win at Kentucky, this guy's won one tournament game in the last 4 years. When you don't win at Kentucky, that fan base is when you're winning, they're the best. When you're losing, they're the worst. He was ready, and now he takes a job that he feels like it's in the league, it's almost as good, and he's going to have an NIL package of like $5 million. He's going to have the resources, same resources that he had at Kentucky, the same rabid fan base, and he gets a fresh start. And he might get to say to Kentucky, you know what? Look at what you did. You ran me out. I'm going to show you. This might reinvigorate him.
But we'll talk about the Kentucky stuff here in a second. For all the Kentucky fans, I know we got a lot of them that are tuned in right now. We're going to talk about the impact on your program. We're going to talk about where Kentucky goes from here, who they are going to hire. Jeff Goodman has a couple of very, very interesting names on that list, because things have changed a little bit given the fact that they don't have to pay this buyout. But I want to start with the Arkansas side here, because there's two ways to look at this from my mind. One is that Arkansas just landed a coach that has won a national title, just landed a guy that has been the face of the sport on and off for more or less like the last 15 years, and a guy that has as big of a national profile as you are going to. Like we were talking about earlier, right? You've seen Jay Wright retire. We've seen Roy Williams retire. We've seen Coach K retire. We were talking about the Mount Rushmore college basketball. The names aren't exactly as big as they were 5 years ago. John Calipari is probably the biggest name in college basketball. Arkansas just hired him. What does this mean for that program? What does this mean for the school going forward? Hold on. We talked about winning the press conference, right? Does this win the press conference?
Yeah, because Arkansas fans don't care what he did the last 4 years now. They see the old John Calipari, right? And he's going to get the resources. The NIL package is going to be somewhere in the $5 or $6 million range. He's going to have the resources now. And again, the question is he going to learn from his mistakes, right? Is he going to learn from what he's done wrong over the last few years, which is, you know, young youth last year and playing bigs that you know, can't guard. Oscar Tshiebwe a couple of years ago in the tournament hurt him defensively. But is he going to go to the portal? And again, you're staying relevant if you're Arkansas, because Chris Jans, we talked about it earlier, good coach, right? Bucky McMillan, good coach. Those guys have no pop. They don't. They don't have any pop. John Calipari has pop. And now, again, he's got Tyson. He's got Walmart. He's got the backing that he might not have even had it at Kentucky. I mean, think about it. If he stays at Kentucky right now, he's not getting some of that right now. He knows it. The key now is you better have NIL. And in order to get that NIL, you have to have the backing from the boosters. It's not the ADs anymore that necessarily do the hiring. Right now, it's the boosters. They're the money people. They're the ones that control the NIL. And without NIL, you have nothing.
So is this – it wins the press conference for Arkansas, but is it a good hire for Arkansas?
I mean, listen, Cal's 65 years old. It depends. It depends what Cal we see. Again, if he is re-energized, if he does learn from his,
let me cut you. I don't want to cut you off, but I do think, and you know John Calipari better than me, but I do think that he is the kind of guy where if he gets run out by someone, he is going to want to say, "F you, watch this."
Yeah, I think so. But again, he had a lot of talent this past year. And is he a good enough coach? Is he going to put together the right staff? Is he going to get the right transfers? Right? Like we saw, he accumulated talent this past year, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he had as much talent as just about anybody in the country. Well, what did he do with it at the end of the day? Like, he's still, in my mind, like a good coach, not a great X's and O's coach. We know that. What he is a master motivator. And he's going to rally this fan base because, again, the novelty of it, right? They hated Muss at the end because Muss didn't want to be there. What's Cal going to go in there and say? I love Arkansas. We're going to beat Kentucky, right? He's going to rally the fan base, and that Arkansas fan base is rabid. So, I think it's a good hire here. I do. I think it's a good hire. You roll the dice. You swing for the fences. You get Cal. I mean, I can't believe he landed this deal. Mm-hmm. But I guess I can. I mean, he's still John Calipari. He's still one of the biggest names. Does he have a little bit left in the tank right now at 65 years old? That's what Arkansas wants. Be relevant. They are going to be relevant now, but can he win? Can he go to a Final Four at Arkansas? Can he compete for national titles? Because that's going to be the expectations.
There's two questions there. Can and will. Can he do it? Without a doubt, it is possible to make it to a Final Four at Arkansas. I don't think that this is even arguable. We saw them with Muss make it to two Elite Eights. And while Muss was able to go out and get a bunch of transfers in the portal, I do think, and tell me if I'm wrong, that Musselman is a guy that is going to coach up players more than John Calipari. John Calipari is going to get the best talent and is going to say the Jimmy's and Joe's beat X's and O's, right? Whereas Muss, he'll get players, but it's still like an X's and O's matchup kind of a game there when it comes to Muss, right? So I think it is possible to make a Final Four there. The will he make a Final Four is still the same conversation that we've been having about John Calipari when it comes to Kentucky for the last 3 years, right? Is he going to adapt? Is he going to embrace what the new world is? Is he going to embrace the way that you want to play in 2024? Like, I think that's the big question. And the only way to get that answer is to see it kind of play out. So I want to turn this towards the Kentucky side. Where do they go from here? When we had this conversation at Mandalay Bay, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, the thing that kept coming up in these conversations that we were having was $33 million buyout.
Sure.
That is a massive number. And if gone now. Well, and even if you were going to buy him out, then how much can you go out and spend on another coach's buyout, on another coach's salary? There are a lot of guys that have signed new deals recently that would price you out. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You cannot pay $50 million in buyouts, $33 million for Kentucky, and then let's just say like $15, $16, $17 million for some of these other guys that were named. You just can't do that. It's not possible when you then have to pay a salary. Now you don't have to pay that $33 million. Can you go spend $18 million to get Nate Oates? Correct me if I'm wrong on that number. The 17 to get TJ. You know those numbers better than me, yeah, so go ahead.
It's $18 million. Nate Oates just signed a new deal. I don't think they're going to spend $18 million, but man, Nate Oates would be a good pick there, right? I mean, he'd fit about as well as anybody. He's kind of a young Cal in a way, right, with a personality, fiery, a younger Cal. No? Outgoing.
Make your point.
Go ahead. Listen, I'm tired. I got like 4 hours of sleep. Young personality-wise, not how they – like personality, big, they'll say anything. They'll rally the fan base. Obviously, Nate's way ahead of, you know, what Cal is in terms of adapting. He's younger, all that. I'm saying a young Cal when Cal first got to Kentucky, rallying the fan base. Anyway, $18 million, I don't think it's going to happen. T.J. Otzenberger, $17 million. He doesn't fit in Lexington, Kentucky anyway. The names that I think, again, if I'm Mitch Barnhart, who am I looking at? Well, I'm gonna see what's going on with Dan Hurley. I'm going to see what's going on with Dan Hurley. I don't think there's any way Dan Hurley and Andrea Hurley want to be in Lexington, Kentucky. Could you imagine Andrea Hurley in Lexington, Kentucky?
No, that's the wrong fit. That situation to me is Dan Hurley's agent is going to use this to get whatever the hell he can.
Does he even need to? I mean, he's already got leverage. By the way, he's in the national title game tomorrow.
Wait, he's what?
Yeah, so he's fine.
Hold on. What?
He'll get a new deal.
Who's in the national title game?
Purdue. anyway, the names that I think are more likely, okay, to me, Scott Drew's got a buyout. My sources tell me of $4.5 million.
All right, hold on. Let me stop you there. When we talked about Scott Drew earlier, I remember you saying this. And tell me if I'm wrong, because we're literally doing this live. We didn't plan this at all. Jeff was in the room of our Airbnb about 25 minutes after being on the phone for the last hour of our show and being on the phone the entire drive back from downtown Arizona to Scottsdale. We haven't planned this out at all. We just went. Did Scott Drew sign that new contract extension yet?
I'm just saying that it's $4.5 million, the buyout. That's what I'm told. So whether he signed it or not, the buyout is $4.5 million is what I'm told. Okay, so it's very reasonable. Now, does Scott Drew fit in Lexington, Kentucky? In a way, I say yes, right? Go out and kiss babies, shake hands. I just, you know, the one thing I worry about Scott, and he'll be okay with a fishbowl. Like, there's nobody nicer than Scott Drew, right? There's nobody more personable than Scott Drew. I just worry if he doesn't win there. I just worry if he doesn't win there, how he reacts.
Okay. I'm not worried about Scott Drew not winning at Kentucky. I'm just
good point. You're right. I mean, obviously what he's done at Baylor, especially over the last decade, is absolutely ridiculous. So, yes, if you're Mitch Barnhart, you have to go after Scott Drew. Okay? Like, that's one of those guys at the top.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Billy Donovan, a name you've got to talk about, right? You've got to call Billy Donovan. Now, again, he turned down Kentucky twice, okay, when Cal took it. He turned it down then. Right now he's coaching for the Bulls. They're in the playing game right now. I don't know. I don't think Billy Donovan would want to get back into college coaching yet, and they might not fire him either. Jerry Reinsdorf, I don't know if he's going to make a move to fire Billy Donovan anyway, so I'm not sure how likely that one is. Bruce Pearl. If you remember, we talked about the Kentucky job, and I said, who fits the Kentucky job better than Bruce Pearl? A little bit older, and I get it. People are going to point to the fact that, well, they haven't done anything in the tournament either.
I'll tell you what. Bruce Pearl, when it comes to how old he is, he's got the energy level of a 24-year-old. Like that dude is not – what is he, 60 now? He's got to be getting up there, 59? But whatever it is, he is not he 64. Right. He does not act like a 64-year-old.
He can give you, again, you're looking for like a 5-year window at this point. You know, that's what you're hoping for, right? 5-year window. And that's, I think, what a lot of people, you know, obviously, if you can get somebody younger, that's great. But to me, if you can get 5 years out of Bruce Pearl, which you'll get, again, Bruce's buyout is not unreasonable. It's more than Scott Drew's, probably in the $7 million range, is what I've been told right now. But I think he'd fit perfectly. Right? Energy, gets his kids to play hard, good X's and O's coach. And again, they're going to point to the lack of success. It was Auburn. Well, Auburn. Like, well, let's put in perspective what he's built at Auburn. Tony Barbee sucked, right? Jeff Lebo sucked. When he took over that job, it was one of the worst jobs in all of Power Six, you know, college basketball.
In 10 years, he's taken Auburn from a job that we all laughed at when he said, like, I think I can make Final Fours and win national titles at Auburn, to one of the toughest home court environments you're going to find in college basketball, period, to a program that has won, and I'm doing this live so I don't have the info in front of me. Maybe my producer, Trevor, can feed it to me, but he's won 2 SEC tournament titles, 2 SEC regular season titles and made a Final Four in the last 5 years at Auburn. Trevor's going to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure people in the chat are going to be yelling at me if that's wrong, but I think you're 100% right. Now, if you were asking me, I think the two names that I would be deciding between would be, if let's just throw money out the window, right? If you don't have to have that conversation, the two guys that I think would make the most sense are Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl. My only question, and you know Nate better than I do, I feel like Bruce Pearl would thrive in the spotlight. Like, he wants to be the center of attention. I don't know if Nate is necessarily that same kind of person. I think Nate is very, very happy being at a place like Alabama where he has everything that he'll need to get to a Final Four, but he doesn't have to be like the guy at the center of attention 24/7 like he does at Kentucky.
The other part is he's got, you know, these guys, it's very important, they're the administration. And he's got Greg Byrne right now as his athletic director who hired him. Mitch Barnhart is not going to be there much longer at Kentucky. So you don't know who your next AD is going to be if you take that job. I'm with you. Listen, I think Nate can fit at Kentucky. I do. I think his personality works in Lexington. But yeah, I mean, with what they've done, they just went to a Final Four. They're going to step up in terms of NIL and some of those other things. So I don't know if Nate's necessarily the guy there. Or will be, especially with that $18 million buy. That's a lot of money. I don't care what you just saved with Calipari. To me, $18 million buyout is really hefty.
But so, okay, look, I know it's a big number, right? It's $18 million. And in college athletics, I feel like when we talk about – so it's
SEC football money.
Yeah, like it's kind of funny money at some point when you're talking about it. But, like, we were talking about Kentucky potentially spending $33 million to get rid of John Calipari. So, like, if you're not going to spend – if you kind of thought about having to spend that already, and now you're like, well, it's only half of it, and now maybe we can give this guy more money as well. And also, you got to get this right. Like, you can't – I don't think that you can shortchange yourself when you are the University of Kentucky. I don't think that you can shortchange yourself. So, like, why not? What else are you going to spend the money on? You can't take it with you.
I'm looking at some of the other names in our chat for the hell of it. So keep those rolling, and I'll kind of approach some of those as I see them. Brad Stevens, hell no. Hell no. He'd be atrocious at Kentucky. Absolutely atrocious. He would never go there in a million years. What was another one I just saw up there? Will Wade. Will Wade, the problem with Will Wade, and he couldn't even get involved at Arkansas, was because Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, some of the other ADs, he's still got the show cause. He's still got the show cause right now. So I don't think he'll be in the equation at all. Sean Miller, interesting name. Okay, interesting name. I don't know how good Sean would be at Kentucky. The more I think about Sean and his personality and kissing babies and being out there, that's Sean's gotten better. Sean's gotten better at it. I think we've made him better at it. But I don't know if Kentucky.
Hold on. I do just want to say that when you are at Arizona, it is not the same level of as it is at Kentucky. But there is still an element of you are the basketball coach at a basketball program that has expectations of winning national titles.
Yeah, I just think, you know, again, maybe it's changed because Cal hasn't got out that much in Lexington over the last, you know, however many years. And it changed since COVID a little bit.
No chance it's changed. What are we talking about? It's Kentucky. We're talking about Kentucky.
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe you don't have to be out there quite as much. Maybe you don't have to be out there talking as much. Because really, ultimately, what is it about? Having dinner with boosters. Having dinner with the NIL people. That's the key.
Well, the thing that Cal was so good at, and it kind of died off a little bit, like you can't do it as much once you're not winning, but it was the social media side of it. It was the online presence. It was the kind of embracing what people wanted to see from you from a public perspective. Like the whole bit between him and his wife, like taking out the trash and the roommate stuff, I think played really, really, really well in Lexington.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these other comical names. Some of them are jokes.
All right, let me ask you this. What would be the funniest hire? What would be the funniest hire? Because I think the funniest hire would 100.
Rick Pitino would be the funniest hire. But
can you actually do that?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think it's a right hire there now. I really don't. And I think there are other guys that you want to hire that are going to give you more time than Rick Pitino is going to give you. Right? I mean, Bruce Pearl, to me, can give you the same things, and he's going to fire up the fan base. You know, again, I Scott Drew, I mean, again, I think with that buyout, you know, McDermott we're seeing, Rick Barnes, Chris Beard, Chris Beard's an interesting one. He's an interesting one. Obviously, you got the baggage from a couple of years ago. Is Mitch Barnhart the type of guy that's going to go after Chris? Maybe. I mean, again, that's a name that certainly a lot of people are going to talk about. And if you're Mitch Barnhart, you better already have had a list. Like, to me, you better already have had a list. Because you kind of have known that this day could come, whether you were going to make the move, maybe a year from now, whatever it is. But if you're a good AD, you've got a list already and you know the buyouts. You already know quickly, because the longer you wait on this, I mean, everybody, think about this. We haven't talked about this. All those guys at Kentucky now, they're gone. They're all gone. Right? Either the draft, which we know a lot of them were going anyway.
And it's not just the guys that are leaving. It's all the freshmen. But like we were talking about it with the preseason top 25. All the recruits that were coming in are now going to have to make a decision. Are they going to come to Kentucky? Are they going to go follow John Calipari to Arkansas?
No, I mean, again, you'd think they'll probably follow Cal. The question's going to be, right, Kentucky just had that juice to it, right? As a program, it just has that juice that Arkansas doesn't have. But Cal has the juice to be able to get guys to the NBA. So the question is going to be, can John Calipari get those top 10 high school players again?
What's so funny? The names coming in, Kenny Payne. Okay. Had me dying. Jeff Goodman, John Fanta, LeBron. Yeah, John Fanta, LeBron. No, there's some really good names. There's a couple more that I just want to hit you on because I've seen them pop up in the chat. I would say Matt Painter, no chance. Less than zero.
He's not leaving. Listen, he's in the national title game at his alma mater.
Well, let's just say even if – Let's take away the national title game and the alma mater. Like Matt Painter is not going to want to go to Lexington where he is the face of everything. Right. He's not.
I mean, you got to understand there's so many people right now that are happy in their current situations. Who you got? Mark Pope back to Kentucky. I mean, listen, I think he could be down the list. I do think Mark Pope could be down the list.
The more I think about it.
Scott Drew. If you're Scott Drew, you know, you already basically passed on Louisville, right? You passed on Louisville. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to Kentucky? Now, obviously, Kentucky's a better program. They have resources, you know, not unlimited, but they have highest level resources. You know, again, I just think it's hard. You opened a building last year, brand new building. You just signed a new deal, agreed to a new deal, whether you sign it or not. That's where you've grown up. You've got your kids. Your daughter's a sophomore at Baylor. You've got two sons that are younger. I don't know. I just don't know if it comes down to it, if Scott Drew leaves for Kentucky.
I do think that there is something to be said about a guy that has already won a national title, that has already reached that pinnacle, turning down a job where the whole point is you can go there to win a national title, right? Like if you're Bruce Pearl and you haven't done it at Auburn, the ceiling for what you can be at Auburn, like, is it really that much more than what he's been able to accomplish? A five seed that gets to a Final Four, a team that wins a couple
different level player.
Well, so what I'm
the difference for Bruce Pearl, right?
Like, obviously, that's exactly what I'm saying is like he can go and do something that he hasn't been able to do. Yeah. Whereas if you're Scott Drew and you've already done it and you have your whole life set up in Baylor and you've been there for 22 years and they'll
NBA dudes, you're getting NBA dudes anytime you. I mean, look at who they got. They got this year.
Well, and they're going to build a statue for him. At Baylor, would you want to risk that when you've already reached that pinnacle and you've proven that you can at least be close enough to do it? And it wasn't a 1 year thing with him. Remember, they were the best team in college basketball in 2020. They won the national title in 2021. They were ranked number one in 2022 before they had the injuries. I think it was James Akinjo and a couple. They basically went from being nine deep to being five and a half deep, and that's why they kind of got they struggled down the end. But it wasn't a 1 year deal with him. It wasn't just like one miracle season.
Right. No. Like. Again, I'm looking at these names. They're cracking me up.
Jay Wright, no. Jay Wright's not coming back.
Rex Chapman, I like that one. Let's bring Rex there.
Jay Wright is not coming back to college basketball. That's not going to happen. Jim Harbaugh. What do you think about Jim Harbaugh's hire there?
Why not? Let's get him out of there.
Nick Saban.
Danny Sprinkle.
I think that is kind of the list, right? If we're going to put a bow on it, we need to have a thumbnail for this video. So the faces that we would have
we got Scott Drew,
Nate Oates, Billy Donovan, Bruce Pearl.
Anybody else? I think those are pretty good four names. Whoever said Greg Marshall. No.
Oh, here's the answer. Okay. And this is, I think that we can all agree on this one, right? The most important thing that you have to be able to do when you're at Kentucky is be able to get people excited about it, right? You have to really be embraced by the community. But it's not just being embraced by the community. You also have to be able to go out and coach up the guys you get, and you have to prove yourself being an excellent recruiter. So the more that I think about it, I really think that the only thing that you need to do is make sure that your first call is Ed Cooley.